Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
500 years in the future, the Earth has been destroyed. Yet, civilization thrives in a Martian utopia of nerds. But that is the future.
Yeah, utopia is gonna have to wait.
This is Nerding Out with Ravy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to an all-new Nerding Out podcast with Ravy, Cameron, and Randy.
Hey.
You can find us on social, Nerding Out on Instagram or Nerding Out LA on Facebook and Twitter. At the end of the podcast, a comment of the week winner going to get a pack of Star Wars-themed masks from Shop Disney.
Cool.
You got Baby Yoda with the soup. You got the OG Star Wars poster, some Rebel symbols, and R2-D2.
Right.
That's awesome.
Adult large. They're very cool. So somebody's going to be winning that. We also are going to float an idea out there to see if this would be something you guys, as listeners, as fans, as friends, would be interested in. But let's talk about some of the things that happened while we were on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the biggest news that broke, at least as far as the three of us are concerned, involved one of our favorites, The Boys on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
We got a look at the first few minutes of episode one. And they also put out that clip introducing us to Stormfront, who is new to the team and changed from the comics. In the comics, Stormfront's a dude. Stormfront is a female.
See, I have to remind myself that The Boys was a is a comic,
right?
As well.
Well, Stormfront the dude is a neo-Nazi psycho.
Oh, fun!
On the level with Homelander, as far as like evil dicks.
Okay.
So I don't know what the plan is for this female Stormfront. So it'd be super interesting, at least power-wise.
Yeah.
She can go toe to toe with Homelander.
Good.
I like the choice of making a woman, though.
I love the little clip they put out. It was like, you know, a fake live feed that she was doing to her followers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time meeting Homelander and Queen Maeve, and both of them clearly put off. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yeah, this is why I love The Boys so much. I can't wait.
I'm loving the marketing, too.
Yeah. And then they put out the clip with Black Noir.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That is effed up.
Oh, yeah.
But that's the one character it seemed to me that comic fans were asking for more of, was Black Noir. Like, he has a bigger role in this. So that's awesome. And we found out Ravy, who's Team Binge, not thrilled. It's dropping September 4th, 3 eps, and then weekly after that.
Oh, boo.
Team Binge.
Now,
not thrilled.
Why do you think they decided to do that?
I think...
because of Disney.
And I think it keeps the conversation going longer.
Why not just do one episode at a time then? Why even put three out?
Well, I can only imagine that three ends in a very tantalizing way. And then you gotta wait for four, salivating. You know? It keeps the conversation going longer. We talked about the Mandalorian for 2 months.
Yeah.
We'll talk about The Mandalorian for 2 months again.
But it keeps Ravy angry.
It does.
It's a risk, though, because if your show's not good, that means people are going to be talking shit about your show for longer than they would have.
They must be confident about it, then.
Well, they have a good show in their hands. I just think, damn, what if this was the plan all along? Like, throughout streaming, they had us.
Oh.
And then they're like,
they had us at Binge.
Exactly.
And we're walking it back.
And they're walking it back to weekly releases.
Bastards.
I think maybe, I'm not 100% sure, but Does pandemic have anything to do with it?
Possibly, because I know a lot of places are, like, the stuff they've already shot, they're trying to really spread it out so they can buy themselves time as studios, as production companies, as networks.
Right.
To also, keep delivering new content.
Sure.
I feel like now there's not really a whole lot to look forward to in the sense of like anticipation.
Yeah.
Because we had movies.
Yep.
I mean, that's out the door now because everything's getting pushed back.
I mean, they have dates. Will they hold? Who
exactly.
knows?
So at least now it's like, okay, Thursday or whatever day, Monday is the boys' day.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm marked down my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep. So. And apparently Billy Butcher is missing at the start of The Boys. And I mean, he got one hell of a shock at the end of season one, his wife being alive and giving birth to Homelander's kid. So apparently Billy Butcher is missing. So now when The Boys comes out, there will be a companion short called Butcher, which shows us where he's been and what he's been doing.
That's interesting.
So maybe they had that edited into the episodes and they didn't like the flow. So they pulled that out and now it's going to be a short called Butcher.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, me too.
Why not?
Which is coming along with The Boys on Amazon coming at you September 4th. So yes, put it on the calendar. Something to be excited about. I'm way excited about something that's coming much sooner than that. The Umbrella Academy Season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Or Boing Boing Rip.
I would put these two shows, by the way, in a similar category. Like, they're in the same family together, I think. The Boys and Umbrella Academy.
I'll put Doom Patrol right there as well.
Agreed. Mm-hmm.
And I love all of them. Apparently, that is my thing. That is my thing. Dysfunctional family stuff.
I get it, right?
In the nerd world. I love it.
It works.
It works. The trailer, they put a full-fledged trailer out for Umbrella Academy Season 2. It looks dope as shit. A lot of it's going to be dependent on the assassination of JFK.
Wow.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of time traveling like there was in season one. I cannot wait for it to get here. I'm so excited.
Love the aesthetic of that show.
I love
it.
It's
so much fun.
It looks so good. First four episodes of season two of Doom Patrol are here.
Yes.
I have watched all of them. I think they're really good.
I haven't gotten to them yet.
I think they're really good. It changes up a little bit because the chief's daughter is now here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so that kind of shifts the focus a little bit. But I think it's clipping along great. They're making bad decisions like they always have.
Okay.
And they're making other decisions like they always have. But I just love the weirdness of Doom Patrol.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite thing. It's so weird.
It's the goofiest.
And yet it so works.
Oh, yeah.
Which is...
I've said it once and I'll say it 1,000 times. It's my favorite thing that Brendan Fraser has done and you don't even see him.
Right. In ever
and that's
of
no
ever.
Offense to you, Brendan Fraser, but it's just like the perfect fit.
Yeah. It is the perfect vehicle for Brendan Fraser. You thought it was The Mummy, but no. It's Doom Patrol. So we were off from the Woody Show the week of July 4th and because of everything happening with the pandemic and my family's older, I had a staycation for the first time in maybe ever, ever since I've been working.
What'd
you think? I've never had a staycation. I really enjoyed it. Like, I missed seeing my family for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got a lot of rest. I took full on naps. Usually I'm a very just
let yourself sleep.
Yeah. Usually I'm a power napper, like 20 minutes and I'm good. I love that. But like these were like 3 hour during the day naps.
Hell yeah.
Hell yes.
So,
but
I have done some things I have been talking about doing.
Okay.
So, but like, what about you guys? Did you do anything, watch anything?
I did.
What should we know about that you did over summer break?
I've been really into The Simpsons lately.
Oh, nice.
And so because of Disney Plus, and specifically since they added back the feature where you can watch them in the original format 4x3 instead of the stretched out where you miss some of the jokes and all that.
Right.
I've been watching it at night specifically, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm in like season 4 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm remembering how much I love those early seasons of The Simpsons.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know, it's still a good show.
It's a great show.
Nowadays, but it was like, it's so revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really like a lot of new age animated stuff, like Rick and Morty. And what was that show on Hulu that we watched a couple
Solar episodes? Opposites.
Yeah. Solar Opposites and stuff like that. I like them a lot. They're written really well, but they're loud.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in your face, and The Simpsons is like comfortable.
A bit more relaxed.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I dug through that. I picked up Bob's Burgers again.
Rip.
Based on our last episode of Nerdin' Out. And I'm in season, I'm almost to the end of season one, enjoying the hell out of it.
Love that
it's
show.
It's such a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
My fiance and I went through Arrested Development.
Okay.
For, I believe, my third or fourth time, but she had never watched the show all the way through. And I have to say, I maintain my previous position of season one through three,
mm-hmm.
really good.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the Netflix stuff starts, it just is terrible.
It doesn't
it's
have the
really
same
bad.
Feel at all.
And I know that they tried, what was it, last year they re or the year before they re-released? Like
right, the fourth season.
The fourth season, they recut it. Instead of 15 episodes, it's now 22.
Yeah.
It's right. still like 95% explaining, 95% narration, which
yeah.
I know the narration by Ron Howard's
it's
always
terrific.
My thing, but
yeah.
it's just constant recapping. Some newer stuff that I did, though, Outer Banks on Netflix, I watched an episode of.
Okay.
It's kind of fun. There's a little mystery involved. I'll probably pick it up again.
All right.
Never Have I Ever, the Mindy Kaling created show on Netflix.
I've seen some of that.
That is super fun.
Yeah?
I really like that show.
I love Mindy Kaling.
It's really well
She's
written.
She's so super talented.
It's a very easy watcher.
Okay.
So if you're looking for something that's fun, casual, not too deep, definitely check that out.
Nice.
I binged all the American Pie movies.
Wow. All right.
Why?
Because
yeah, right.
I saw on Hulu. Hulu is the place, by the way.
Yeah.
If you're looking for some of these B, C, D, E, F movies.
Right, right.
That, you know, were probably released straight to VHS or
like
DVD,
American Pie 5.
Like mm. American Pie 5 and like American Pie, you know, The Naked Mile and stuff.
Oh, God.
And the reason, part of the reason I watched them all is because it's kind of a nostalgia trip for me.
Okay.
But also I'm watching it going, is this how easy it is to get a movie made?
Oh.
Because literally, it's like 120 pages of people just obsessing over sex,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. So Randy, I propose that you and I write the next American Pie spinoff.
Okay.
I don't know what we'll call it. We can figure that out because it can't be that hard.
Wow.
It can't be. I feel like nowadays, everything that comes out has to be American Pie. Like everything has to be raunchy. Has to be to the 10th degree of just like, oh my God, that's so gross. Oh,
yeah.
They did that. You know what I mean? It's always like dicks and boobs and all this stuff. I feel like nowadays everything has to push the envelope.
Is that still the way?
I
is
don't
there
think
like,
so.
I thought they pulled back from dicks and boobs.
I don't think so. Well, the thing is more towards like college-based stuff. I feel like, well, I mean, I understand what you mean that they've toned it back a bit, but I feel like nowadays what was considered pushing it back then wouldn't be considered the same now. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I feel like as far as American Pie goes, I
yeah.
feel like American Pie isn't as raunchy to watch now as mm. it was back then because you've kind of been trained
it's
by
not.
Everything else out there right
it's
now.
It's certainly not.
Okay.
I do agree with you on that. But just the amount of, like, just the dialogue and stuff mm-hmm. is even more gross than all
yeah.
the dicks and yeah. boobs. Like, it's like, we get it. Your only motivation in the entire movie is to sleep with somebody before you go to college.
Yeah.
I get it. You're talking about it every 5 seconds. I understand. But you know what? I'll still always watch the movies because they give me a nostalgia trip.
Okay.
No. Real quick, picked up Animal Crossing a little bit. I'm a little behind. I need to catch back up.
Cameron was never on. You look.
It's because I was very busy.
The only camshaft.
Yes.
And his last visit to his island was 4 days ago.
I know, Ravy.
Wow.
The
I'm
disappointment
getting back to
was
it.
Massive.
And then last but not least, a board game I have to recommend. If you're looking for something super easy and quick and easy to teach other people, it's a dice game called LRC, Left, Right, Center.
Okay.
It's so much fun and it causes a lot of fighting.
Oh, nice.
And it's a game based on chance. You can get it at, what are those stores at the mall? Mind Games or whatever those are called where you can get board games and stuff.
Mind Games.
I think it's called Mind Games.
Okay.
I don't know. But go to your, whenever your mall is open again.
Uh-huh. So you actually need to go to the mall and get it?
You could probably
even
get
though
it
it's
online.
A dice game?
You could probably get online.
Okay.
But it's specifically made dice. It has L's and R's and C's.
Oh.
$7. Okay. It's
$7
on Amazon right now.
Easy
comes
peasy.
In a little tube. It's very fun.
Okay.
$5.
Play it with your friends.
Excellent. How about you, Rand?
This break was interesting because I decided I was finally going to put down the video game controller and stream all the things I haven't streamed. And so I dove into HBO Max and I didn't realize this until after our vacation was done.
Mm-hmm.
My entire vacation was dedicated to just detective shows and detective movies.
Nice.
It was really weird. So
which ones?
So like I started off, and this is all on HBO. It started off with The Outsider. I binged all 10 episodes in a day and a half.
And?
Was that a dark binge?
You know, I had read a bit of the novel.
Okay.
And I kind of fell off of it. And so I decided we'll finally watch a series because I had been kind of pushing to the side until I was done with the book.
Okay.
I enjoyed it because it incorporated two elements that one element that I learned I love, which is a mystery.
Okay.
I love that now. I guess anything with a mystery, I'm in for.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
And then also sort of like folklore. So
okay.
Don't expect
cool.
this. Don't expect the show to be hyper realistic.
Right.
But it still has a sense.
I mean,
of
it's
dislike.
Stephen King.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And so from there, I jumped to the newly announced HBO show, which is based off of, I believe, a 1950s TV show, Perry Mason.
Oh, Perry Mason.
Yeah.
Yes. It used to be a television show, Orson Welles, I believe. Not Orson Welles.
Orson.
Who was the TV Perry Mason? My mother watched that
Raymond
show.
Raymond Burr.
Raymond Burr, thank you.
Oh!
All the time.
So this was Perry Mason right now on HBO is sort of a like a little mini series just thrown out there. Like, hey guys, it's out right now. They're not really publicizing a lot of it.
Matthew Reese, right?
Yeah. Originally it was supposed to be Robert Downey Jr.
He's
producing it, but
okay.
I guess schedule conflicts prevented from doing it. I mean, I'm enjoying it so far. It's definitely
I've heard good things about it.
It's a slow burn for sure. It's so early in the in the series. I'm not even sure if it's just gonna be like a one-off season thing, but
is it based in L.A.?
Yeah. So I'm really enjoying that too because of the whole like noir sort of look to it. 1930s.
Yeah, that's why I love L.A. Confidential so much.
It's a lot of fun.
It's based in L.A.
Yeah, and it's just old-timey stuff going on. It's so cool.
Yeah, and so the show is still new. So there was only like two episodes on vacation during vacation. So I flew through those and like nothing, and then I made the jump to True Detective.
Oh, have you ever watched? Have you ever
season
watched
one
I've
never seen of
it
True Detective?
How good is that season
That's,
one?
It's some of the finest television of life.
Dude, I'm loving it so much right now. So much. And the thing was, I remember when it first came out, people loved the show. They would not stop talking about it.
Yeah.
And then I guess with season two and three, they came out, it was sort of like, eh, whatever. I guess they sort of
season
fell
season two
flat.
Was, I think season three, I haven't watched season three.
I haven't watched season three.
Season three, I believe, is regarded a lot better than season two.
I stopped watching season two.
Oh, it was so bad.
I'm like, how can this be
By
under
comparison.
The True Detective banner?
I know.
I like rage quit watching it.
I think part
it.
Of
was
it too,
bad?
For me, is I wanted to see, I mean, I get it, it's kind of cool to change the cast and change the story and stuff, but I really wanted to see more of the duo of Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
And
Woody
Harrelson.
Yeah, it's been really interesting because like straight off on the first episode, you see them at different points in their lives. Like Matthew McConaughey, in the beginning, he's this clean cut dude, and then I mean, obviously you guys have seen the show.
Yeah.
But it's just the way they transition from when he is then and there he is now, and so I was just I'm loving the show.
That's right, Randy.
It's so good.
I gotta finish it.
I love that, Randy.
And then rewatch Knives Out.
I love Knives Out.
Yes.
That was your favorite movie from last year.
So great.
You and Cam.
I watched it a second time recently, too. It's so much fun.
Where is Knives Out?
I bought it on Vudu when it first got announced. But
it's streaming somewhere. I saw it just got added to something.
By the way, just a quick sidestep here. Shout out to Vudu. It's been a lot of shitting on Vudu from people.
What's up, Vudu?
In our circle. I love Vudu.
Okay.
Dude, Vudu's the shit.
Yes, thank
Vudu's
you, Randy.
So awesome.
Get out of here.
I
really
don't
do
have
love
it,
Vudu.
So I've never shit on it.
They Vudu. Have like weekly free movies.
Yep.
Yes, there's a minute and a half of ads. Whatever. It's a free movie.
Big deal. Go
Anyways,
poop.
We so, love poop.
Just put it on
poop.
And poop.
Or
get your snack.
I also briefly mentioned this one app that I found, and I gotta shout it out again. It's called Just Watch.
Okay.
And what makes it so awesome is that you can search up anything you're looking for. Like, let's say you really want to watch a movie, any movie you want. So let's say, in this case, let's put down American Pie. Let's go put Knives Out. But American Pie. And you find which one you want to watch, right? You click on it, and it'll tell you every single service that it's streaming on, everyone that you can rent it, everyone you can buy it. So now instead of like,
handy.
That's so
I love
handy.
That. What is it called again?
It's called Just Watch. And I forgot how I even discovered it, but that's essentially.
Oh, you know what? That's also a feature if you have a Roku.
Yeah.
Or a Roku device, Roku TV. If you just go on your main screen to the search bar, you can search for anything and it'll tell you where you can go to find.
That's
similar
cool.
to that.
I feel like that's a
just
very
watch. That's so helpful.
It's a very underrated feature that I'm surprised
Absolutely.
Has not been integrated more into things. And also to answer your question, Knives Out is available on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Perfect.
I saw it was streaming somewhere.
I also tried watching Murder on the Orient Express. Didn't get very far in that one.
Well, which one? Kenneth Branagh's?
Yeah. The latest one. The newest one.
I remember the one that was made before that.
Yeah.
I believe Betty Davis was on the train.
Oh!
And that one rules.
I like this, what you did, Randy, with the murder mysteries.
You had a theme.
That's fun.
It wasn't
and
intentional.
And you went for it, but you just found yourself.
I find myself doing stuff like that too, though. I go through like these patterns of, like, I picked up a couple months ago, I think, when we had talked about it, The Matrix. And then I ended up watching all the Matrix movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I ended up watching all the Mission Impossible movies.
Okay.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch every Liam Neeson action movie, even though they're all the same movie.
Right, right. Yeah.
I think it's fun to do that kind of stuff.
I like binging in themes. Like, yeah. That's why I was hardcore James Bond for like a month. All I did was watch James Bond movies.
Right.
Which one's your favorite?
My favorite one? I have to say Casino Royale.
I think so too.
Casino Royale
is just so cool.
That's the first Daniel Craig.
Because there was a Casino Royale with Sean Connery. Did you watch that one?
I saw some of Sean Connery stuff, but the thing was, I feel like James Bond has evolved so much. Because it's gone from sort of like the campy campiness to much more serious. Oh my God, Pierce Brosnan's one.
Daniel Craig's my favorite Bond by far.
Oh yeah.
And
100%.
I've seen all the Bonds.
All the Pierce Brosnan James Bond movies too always had such silly names as well. It was like The Day After or Tomorrow.
Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah, Tomorrow Never Dies. The World Is Not Enough.
Yeah.
Die Another Day.
And the games though were good.
They were fun. But the last one that I remember, the last movie I saw of James Bond before I finally like called a timeout on those movies was the last one that Pierce Brosnan did, in which he's surfing into North Korea.
and I was like,
you cannot stand here and tell me that Pierce Brosnan James Bond is better than Daniel Craig.
Just surfing into North Korea.
Also, Ravy, the new one, is going to have Billie Eilish in it. So
Her theme song for it is fantastic.
So good.
That was Die Another Day.
Die Another Day.
I absolutely love it. Well, I did two things that I have been talking about and finally started.
Okay.
A Star Wars Rebels rewatch. I'm listening to the Hunger Games prequel book, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, on Audible.
Okay.
Basically so I could keep playing Animal Crossing.
How closely are you paying attention to the book if you're hopping around on your island, fishing, swimming, hacking down trees?
Sure, but how hard do you really have to concentrate on that?
It depends on what you're doing.
I have to ask an audiobook question.
Yep.
Because I went through a phase in which I didn't buy, but Audible gave me a bunch of free downloads.
Okay.
So I downloaded a handful of books, and I went through one. In fact, I would dedicate like an hour or two a day to listen to the book, and then I finally went through it, and then I realized I didn't retain shit. So how do you do it?
I have gone back a couple of times where I'm like, oh, I'm clearly not listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because this is the first audiobook I've ever listened to. I've never listened to a book on tape. I've never done
that.
What
do you think of it? What do you think of the experience?
It's weird. Yeah, it's kind of odd. Strange. But this was a good book to pick to listen to because it's not very interesting.
Really?
Like if I was reading it, I may have put it down even.
Wow.
But like, as I'm listening to it be read, I'm like, huh, okay, I'm glad I'm listening. I'm glad I'm not reading. Like, this would be a task for me to read it. It would be a task. I love the Hunger Games and Catching Fire books. Mockingjay, not as much. But those books to me were page turners. You're like, oh my God. Oh my God.
That's what
oh
Harry
my God.
Potter was
oh
like
my
for
God.
Me.
Harry Potter's like that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Harry Potter is a lot wordier than, you know, the Hunger Games book.
Uh-huh.
But I just imprinted with Katniss right away.
Yeah.
I loved Katniss, rooting for Katniss, worrying for Katniss. And so that just kept you going. You're like, oh God, I got to be at work in 2 hours. I'll sleep tomorrow.
Who's narrating the book?
Some Broadway actor. He's very good.
Because that's my only thing with it. Because when you...
He does, you know, character voices and stuff. It's pretty funny.
Until Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone came out, the movie.
Right.
How many books were we in by that point? I think we were to Goblet of Fire at least.
Yeah, I was going to say probably three books were done.
Right.
And Goblet probably came out at the same time.
But I had read all the way up until whatever book it was, and then I went and saw the first movie.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I did not know that Hermione's name was Hermione.
Oh,
I called her like Hermoine or something.
I was
in my
definitely
head.
Pronouncing it wrong.
And so I wonder how much of the whole book on tape experience is affected by you hearing somebody else interpret the words, interpret the characters and all that.
That's interesting.
Because there's so much, like when you read a book, and I don't read that often, but when I read Harry Potter, certainly, mm-hmm. you invent all this stuff in your mind
sure.
about mm-hmm. the world before any of it's influenced by like the movies.
Right.
But then when I saw the movies, that whole world changed visually in my yeah. mind to
right.
match then what
sure.
had been provided
Dude,
in the movies.
That was me when I read the Percy Jackson series.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
Oh, man. I remember there's a book specifically just dedicated to it. The whole theme was about Labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
And that I remember mm-hmm. that entire book just envisioning in my head what it looked like.
Yeah.
And so I totally get what you're saying.
Well, that's how I was reading Hunger Games books. I think the Hunger Games movies are really good. I think mm-hmm. they did a really nice job. But this book is a prequel. It's President Snow as like a late teen. I think he's probably 18. He's okay. in school. He mentors this girl from District 12 in the Hunger Games, but you're not really in the Hunger Games with her. You're just kind of like watching it with him.
Yeah.
And just going through what he's going through, and he's kind of boring.
I mean, he's always seemed boring though.
Suzanne Collins just isn't, she's not too focused. I feel like this book just meanders here and there and
interesting
seeing what sticks. I'm not yeah. into it.
It's just a book like that just kind of seems, I'll use sports terms, you know, and you got that quarterback who finally wins, you know, like the Super Bowl or something, gets a big fat paycheck.
Well, you're gonna need to slow down, Randy, if you're using sports terms.
Let's say Superman saves the day, and then suddenly he realizes there's no more villains. He's still got to yeah. be Superman, but it's like it's not
right.
the same.
Yeah,
she already hit it
good
out of the park with these
yeah.
three books.
Good point.
Like, what more do you really have to show? I feel like readers, dedicated readers, they've already, not to be all punny, but that book is open and shut. They're done with it, you know?
Yeah.
So a prequel is sort of interesting. I don't know why she didn't put that out.
It's like his family has money problems. It's just, he's like, comes across as kind of whiny and trying yeah. to plan his future, but his future doesn't look very bright. Apparently, yeah. the last 20 pages or so are pretty explosive. But I'm still quite a ways away from that.
That sucks, though. Because, like, I don't know. You don't want, I mean, that's yeah. cool, but you want the uh-huh. whole experience to be, like,
right.
invigorating.
Like, it's explosive
you know?
At the end, but that wick is real long.
Yeah.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm trying to imagine this as a movie. Lionsgate will be making this into a movie. And I think this is probably going to be one of those cases where the movie's going to be better. It's going to be tightened up,
okay.
maybe more focused on the games, less on his inner turmoil or...
Here's a thought. Here's an idea. What if Lionsgate approached her and was like, hey, we really want to tie all these movies together by making a prequel. Make the book kind of like this so that it transitions easier and better into being a movie. What if this was just sort of like a plan where it's like, you're going to put out the book, you're going to get money from the book. The book's going to be whatever.
Maybe.
But the way we make it into the movie based off of your book is going to work so much better.
Maybe. I don't know.
We got our eyes on you, Lionsgate. Either way,
we've got scripts.
Because I was thinking, is it just me? Am I that tied to Katniss that I'm not interested in Pan Am?
No,
if she's not in it. And then I kind of started to look at like reviews and what other people were saying.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of like, boy, this book's all over the place and kind of boring.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I feel validated.
Yeah,
so,
because so much of the Hunger Games story is about, you know, the person who's trying to disrupt that world,
right.
break out of that world.
Right.
And so just seeing, you know, stories from within that world alone, mm-hmm. I could see how it could be kind of stagnant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm almost done. There's 4 more hours to go out of a 16-hour read.
Oh, God.
So I should be done next week. So if I'm not listening to the book or, you know, doing island stuff, I am fully invested in a Star Wars Rebels rewatch.
Yes, please.
Now, my memories of this show from watching it during the first run we're like, oh my gosh, I love this show. Mm-hmm. Watching it again, it's like, holy shit, I fucking love this show so much. It's like one of the greatest things in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if Luke, Han, and Leia are like your top grouping, like the grouping you cared the most about,
yeah,
this group is like right under them. Right under them. They stand toe-to-toe with that group as far as like me giving a crap about them.
Right.
Like, I love them. I'm like, oh my
Who's
God.
Who's your favorite?
Out of these characters, Sabine, but then followed very closely by Ezra. Ezra might be like he's definitely in my top three Jedi Knights.
But I have to say that, you know, in these animated shows, they make such good, compelling female characters.
They do.
With such depth. Like, it's so
Captain
cool
Hera
to watch.
Rules. Mm-hmm. Sabine is awesome. I like, and I think here's why I'm so, as we just talked about, apparently I love shows with dysfunctional families. They're definitely a dysfunctional family. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, if you start watching the Clone Wars animated show, it's super cut and dry. These are the good guys. These are the bad guys. And never does anything cross. And then the Clone Wars started to get really good when those lines blurred a little bit. And so I think Star Wars Rebels is good from the jump because the lines are already a bit blurred.
Yeah.
You know, these are people with pain in their background, and these are not perfect people, and they don't always make perfect choices. Mm-hmm. And that's when Star Wars rules, is when it's not perfect. It's not the perfect story of good versus evil. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love it so much. And then, of course, Ahsoka shows up.
Right.
She's, you know, Fulcrum. She's working with the Rebels. And we talked about how Star Wars, when they're doing like these animated shows or they're doing The Mandalorian or whatever, there's crazy awesome tie-ins. Mm-hmm. And so that bird that circles at the end of Clone Wars when Darth Vader goes down and realizes, you know, sees all the clones buried and all that stuff, like the very last shot of the Clone Wars, that bird is following her around in Rebels.
Yeah.
It's with her. Like, that's her bird. And then Darth Vader sees it in Rebels, and that's the snap that makes him realize Ahsoka's still alive. And I was like,
wow.
Nearly Joeing.
This is what they talk about how, like, having people at the helm who actually know their stuff.
Yeah.
Like, these are little things that you go back and you look at and you realize, and you're like, wow. Somebody who really loves this craft put a lot of time into this.
And then there was this one episode just involving Chopper, the robot. Mm-hmm. Chopper does not like the fact that his legs don't match. So they're on a planet, and he goes to this guy. He wants to get this leg that matches. And Hera's like, we're not here for that. We need fuel. Just stay with the ship and quit shitting around. And so, but he goes to get this leg. And he ends up stealing the leg from the same type of dude that is the Nick Nolte guy in The Mandalorian. The I Have Spoken guy.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God.
What?
Yeah. It's like that same type of dude. It's like the I Have Spoken guy.
Rep.
Who's like selling a bunch of like robot parts on a random island or planet. I was like, oh, holy shit.
See, I need to rewatch.
That's the Nick Nolte type dude.
I need to rewatch for sure. Because I finished it. I think I finished it probably 8 or 9 months before The Mandalorian came out.
Okay. Now, I am up to season 2's final episodes, The Twilight Apprentice. We all know what happens in these episodes. Ahsoka and Vader face off.
Yeah.
And as
Ravy
I was
cries.
Watching, it was getting close to bedtime. And I'm like, nope. I can't go down that rabbit hole if I
Come
have to
on.
Be asleep in like an hour. I can't. The heart.
Oh, man.
The broken. My heart will break.
Again.
I know.
And again.
I know she survives. But these are emotional episodes. Yes, we know this. Because she's going to be on The Mandalorian. Everybody knows it.
Yeah, well.
What, is it going to be her Force ghost?
Look, maybe she was killed, but then pulled out from the world between worlds.
Such a great rewatch. I'm absolutely loving it. It has pulled me off Animal Crossing Island. A surprising amount. I mean, I watched some other movies and stuff, but it was Rebels is what I was going for.
This is why you gotta keep people who are questioning their monthly charge for Disney Plus. You gotta keep it.
For sure.
You gotta keep it. The catalog is there for your emotional needs.
Yeah.
There's so many things to rewatch. Anytime I get, you know, occasionally us millennials, we get very nostalgic about things.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then I'll pop on a movie from, you know, the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids or something. It's on Disney Plus, and it gets me all nipply and comfortable, and I get all cozy and warm and nostalgic, and I love it.
Yeah, I hadn't used Disney Plus in a long time, and I've said before that it's probably my least used streaming service, but I'm kind of agreeing with Cameron in the sense that whenever I'm just sort of like, I wouldn't say down, but just sort of exhausted throughout the day, I'll put something on in the background, you know, like maybe the Three Amigos or whatever I can find, whatever's on the front page, and just have it on in the background. You know, it's a nice little thing to check in on every once in a while. Like, oh, I wonder what such and such is doing, blah, blah.
Well, now you can watch Alexander Hamilton, which has been on the background a lot, too. Come on, guys, check it out.
I haven't done that yet.
Not sure about that one.
I'm going to get to it. Fellas. One of these days.
You want to be in the room where it happens.
See, I can't.
The room
week,
where it happens.
This week is bad for me. I have a thing.
Yeah, you know what? Ah, damn. That's right. I have to watch.
You have that. You have the thing, too, don't you?
I have to watch every single thing on National Geographic.
Yeah,
see? The room where it happens, so.
I'm booked.
Fellas.
I have the thing, and then Randy and I both have that other thing.
The room where me watching all of National Geographic happens, right?
So I watched Hamilton a couple of times, and it has been
a couple times
on in the background a bunch, so I can hear the music as I'm doing other things. And then something I watched that I'm shocked that I liked, and I wasn't even going to watch it, but my friend's like, "No, you're going to dig this." The Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga on Netflix.
So what? Okay,
it's good.
Is it? I'm not, I'm just wondering because. Because
I told my friend, I'm like, I'm not watching that. I've quit Will Ferrell. I quit.
Now,
Randy, let's see what it's.
It's funny you mentioned that because I've kind of been the same way. Not that, actually, no, let me rephrase that. When it comes to Will Ferrell, I'm very nostalgic where it's like, I'd rather watch his old stuff instead of his new stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? What's that? I saw people post on Twitter, some people, that it was a steaming pile of ish.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at the Rotten Tomatoes scores. 80% audience, 63% critics.
Okay.
I'm very surprised by that.
That's, you know, I was not going to watch it. Yeah. The songs in it are good. They're it's pop songs because they are competing in Eurovision, which has been around longer than me. That's how long Eurovision's been going.
And I've never even heard of Eurovision until
what is it?
When this got announced.
It is essentially American Idol, but
in Europe.
It's different countries from Europe. Mm-hmm. They compete,
okay,
and they bring original songs. So they're not doing like remakes and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Probably the two biggest acts to ever win Eurovision, ABBA and Celine Dion, both won Eurovision and went on to.
So are they already established?
She's Canadian.
She is Canadian. I'm not sure how she competed, but she was whatever country she was representing.
You can change that.
Are they already established musicians before?
I don't think so. No.
Wow.
ABBA certainly wasn't, and I don't think Celine Dion was either.
Did you check out Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix?
No.
Not yet.
That was never my show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know, because I'm under the impression that everyone's nostalgic about that
show. Not me.
I have watched, Randy, on Netflix, some Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, you were posting about that.
Oh, my God.
The old school?
Oh, yeah. From 93. They put 15 episodes up.
No kidding.
I think probably as an experiment. But it's been huge over the last couple days.
Well, they were casting for that show not too long ago. I kept getting emails about that stuff. But I was like, do I really want to go on a game show where the most I can win is a year's worth of aluminum foil?
No, that's not the prize. How dare you?
Well, I don't know.
Look, in 93, I watched a couple last night win $7,500 in 1993. So the prize
it's like $1 billion
nowadays. But it's cool because I like game shows like that, and the price is right because anybody can play it. You don't need to know trivia. You just need to go to the grocery store every now and then.
Speaking of game shows, you guys watch The Floor is Lava?
Yep.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's fun.
I think it's super fun.
Yeah, it's a fun background show.
Yeah,
I'm aggravated by it though.
I know, me too.
Because I didn't think of it.
But I'm also like, where do they go? And they fall through. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on here?
Where do you go?
I kind of like this ongoing trend that we're seeing though. I think Netflix actually is the only one that's doing it. But this whole like streaming game show thing, I like it. It's cool.
I think it's a lot of fun.
They've got the money for the sets, for really cool sets. So it's just, but what I do want to know is how do you get casted? How do you get on this thing?
Yeah.
We can find out.
Let's find out. Let's get you on there. I want to do it too. All right. Let's talk about some Animal Crossing, which unleashed the first of two summer updates, including swimming. You've been swimming. Have you done it, Randy?
I've done swimming. Yes.
It's super fun.
Got a starfish.
I love it.
The only thing I don't like about it is that you have to have the wetsuit.
You do. Yes.
That kind of sucks.
Just get a wetsuit.
Well,
but the first day I had it, I had to go buy one. and I had to wait for it to show up in my mailbox.
Oh, see, it's at Nooks.
Dumb.
You could buy it at Nooks.
It wasn't at my Nooks.
Oh.
Because I still have the small Nooks.
Oh.
You have the big one.
You have a baby Nooks. It was at my Nooks, so I could, because the updates actually dropped like the day before.
Yeah.
Nook Superstore.
And so as soon as I saw people were swimming, I'm like, rip.
I'm in there.
Going to Nooks, getting my wetsuit, I'm in there. it's the best. The only thing that sucks is that it takes you away from your island work, which I have a lot of, but I want to be in the water.
I have a ton of island work to do.
I want to be in the water.
I wonder what's next. Because I never thought about swimming. I never thought they'd integrate swimming, and then they announced it, and now it's like, oh, I wonder what the next update's going to be. Like,
you
now I'm genuinely excited to see what they got next.
I would love if flying was the next one.
Flying?
Like you get in a little, what are those things called?
A paraglider?
Yeah. Like the ones that they jump off of hills with, right?
Yeah, those.
And you can just launch up into the air.
That'd be dope.
Fly across the island.
That would be sick.
I don't need to use the vaulting pole. That'd be pretty cool.
Hunting would be cool. Yes, I'm not.
Whoa.
Okay.
Hunting your islanders.
Now, I know we've dedicated a lot of time on here to Animal Crossing, and there have been tons of requests for friend codes or Ravy, let us see your island. So this is the idea we've come up with. A live video podcast from my island. It's going to happen on Friday, July 17th, 7 p.m. Pacific time. We're going to be streaming on Nerd Not Socials, maybe on the Woody Show's Facebook. I still have to talk to Menace about that. So the three of us, along with Courtney, participating. Now, the goal is to be able to have players come visit. Because I have tons of stuff to give away. Fossils, DIY, furniture. The issue...
Wetsuits.
Feel free to bring gifts, by the way.
You definitely don't have to. Unless you have something super cool. Unless you have a coconut juice DIY.
Oh.
I am desperate for the coconut juice DIY, and I am desperate for the garden wagon DIY.
If you have anything, Cameron will take it.
First to contact me with those two DIYs, you're in.
There's this giant like dinosaur statue thing I saw.
Yeah.
You have that.
Ravy has that.
I do have that.
Well,
she has it. You know what you should do? Just go to her island. Whenever she's busy podcasting, take it, Randy.
I thought about that too. Like, what happens if we bring a bunch of people to the island while we're podcasting? Somebody just starts chopping down all the trees.
They can't.
They can't chop down trees, but if you have stuff like lying out, they can definitely steal it.
Yeah, you might want to pack some of it away.
Yeah.
That means no tires.
Because Randy
the beach
just gave everybody a large idea. That sounds like so much fun, though. I'm really excited about it.
So, the issue with Animal Crossing, with the Switch in general, is the internet. And if you've been on the Exchange app, and if you use it on the regular like I do, you've been on somebody's island and it's crashed.
Right.
It's happened at least a couple of times. And, you know, it sucks. You end up back at your island. You didn't get anything you went to that person's island for. So we are going to do some testing before we do the live video podcast. We're gonna see what we can do. But the live video podcast from Ravy's Animal Crossing Island is Friday, July 17th. 7 p.m. Specific time.
Specifically, we're going to do it at 7 p.m. Pacific. Specifically.
I have about a week to achieve a 5-star island. I'm still at 4 stars. Isabel keeps telling me there's too much stuff lying around.
Look, Isabel can go
suck
it.
I don't even know what that means.
Remember when you guys laughed at me for integrating hunting? I'm just saying.
Isabel, you're going down.
Isabel?
Apparently.
Some comments, Cameron?
Yeah, we got a message from Fur Babies of Smudgeland on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Who says, oh my God, thank you so much for telling us about the ACNH Exchange app. Just use it for the first time tonight. Combined my and my fiance's turnips and made 857,000 bells.
Oh my
That's
God.
How you do it.
I had to wait a couple hours to get to the front of the line, but the host stayed on for over 4 hours. Wow. To let everyone buy turnips for $587 each. I guess she meant sell.
Right.
We bought for $106 each.
Perfect.
We paid for a new incline and each paid off our mortgages.
Fantastic.
I love it. So good.
And then you'll figure out, okay, she's selling turnips on Sunday. You buy as many as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you hold them. You use the exchange app. You make several trips during the week. You know,
sell it
off. That's how you build your bank.
I wonder if like on the next update, they'll integrate a sort of a feature so that you can move to another island, but you pay rent. You know, I mean, obviously the internet servers is a sensitive topic, like you mentioned. But
right.
Think about it.
I don't know. Or maybe at least camp.
Oh, yeah. Like go, that'd be fun.
Somebody, you know, Cameron comes over and camps on Rave Cave for the night.
Right.
That'd be fun.
That or maybe like sex stuff.
Oh, yeah. And sex stuff. Okay. Now, if you go to our Instagram, and kudos to Randy, this didn't even occur to me, but it occurred to him. He found a graphic designer. Where? Where did you find this person?
I found her on Twitter, which then led me to Fiverr, and so okay. I shot her a five.
She designed a Nerdin' Out cap for us to wear in-game.
Oh, Red. My God.
Giveaways.
So this was the best idea ever, Randy.
I thought it was so funny because whenever we do meetups, or the last time we did a meetup, we had a shirt giveaway.
Yes.
I was like, what if we just gave something away? Like, thanks for coming. Here's a hat, you know?
I just want as many people who want it to have it.
Absolutely.
So we are going to post pictures of my character wearing it, and we'll give you the game code, and you can wear it around, too.
Yeah.
Send us your pictures wearing this Nerdin' Out game hat that has been designed by a gal on Fiverr, Becca.
Shout out to Becca.
Becca.
Becca, and all you roll.
And all the graphic designers that realize they can make a lot of money just designing shit on Animal Crossing.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
She's done a really nice job. I really like it. I swam with it.
Oh, really?
It was great.
I tried using the program to design stuff.
Oh, my God.
It's so frustrating.
It's not even worth the frustration. I'm like, I'm just going to pay someone to do it.
I don't have the patience for it.
It's impossible.
The people who are graphic designers who live for that shit, they're designing incredible stuff. I worked with it for maybe 15 minutes, and I was like,
I have a shirt that's just like a red square, because that's as much as I could possibly do.
As far as I could go. So definitely check that out on our Instagram. It's going to be so cool. And like we said, Friday, July 17th, 7 o'clock Pacific time, we're going to be doing a live video podcast right from Rave Cave, my island.
Yes.
So that is going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we can figure it out so you guys can come and get all kinds of free stuff. Number one, I want to get rid of it. Number two, here you go. Let's get a comment of the week winner. It is from our Instagram post, which was the video of my first day swimming on Animal Crossing.
So fun.
Doing a flip into the water. It was super fun.
Love it.
And so Michelle Byers wrote, my daughters play this, but I never wanted to till I started listening to you talk about it. Broke down, bought it today. Thanks.
Good choice.
Thank you, Michelle. I feel joy for you. Welcome to Island Life.
By the way, we had somebody comment on our Instagram and say, thanks for the fat kid deals tip because they found a Switch for regular retail price.
That's awesome.
$299. You can still find one. They restock every now and then. Follow @FatKidDeals on Twitter, and you will get one.
I'm surprised. I think the majority of my notifications from FatKidDeals regards the Switch being back in stock.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, so I think at this point, don't pay resale value.
Yeah.
Because they're really going to give you the shaft.
I mean, that might be the number one thing that followers of FatKidDeals want.
That might be.
Is a Switch. It's got to be in the top 10.
I've done it to see, just to see like how good your chances are getting it. Like I've gone as far as through the cart, like the checkout thing, and then I bail. And I mean, every once in a while I get through, so it's not impossible.
Yeah.
You just got to have your notifications on.
For sure. And then you can join us on Island Life.
Yes.
So Michelle is getting a 4-pack of Star Wars masks.
Nice.
Coming at you.
Good job, Michelle.
Follow along on social. We definitely love engaging with you guys. We love the engagement that you give back to us. We will update about our live video podcast that we're doing on the island, which, like we said, we're super psyched about it.
Oh, yeah.
It's Nerdin' Out LA on Facebook and Twitter, Nerdin' Out on Instagram. Thanks for listening this week. It's good to be back, and we will catch you next week on Nerdin' Out.
That was Nerdin' Out with Ravy. Remember to store this episode in a bag with an acid-free board and put your retainer in when you go sleep. Until next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.